Right now at 9:17. It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. I realize that I must be famous.
Why is that?
Oh, because a buddy sent me a picture of me at hanging up at the Anoka County Historical Society.
Right, well, you are kind of old. You
know. Well.
But not that old.
You know, it was. I'm sure it was more for the person I was standing
with.
Oh,
okay. All right.
But still, he goes, "You're famous." And I said, "What the heck?" And I said, okay, you know, why is there a picture of this person up there? Because there were multiple pictures of this one soldier, and then I was in another.
So you picture. Need to do a little more research to find out why your picture was hanging there.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your fame.
Well,
your newfound fame.
Well, I don't know.
So if anybody's around Anoka County, just check that out.
Well, you know, you were shocked. I showed you the picture, and that's you?
Well, you had some hair, you know.
And I was a lot skinnier. Yeah,
that, too. That happens, though. No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. Otherwise, I had a quiet weekend, did some yard work.
I saw you out there working, so I can vouch for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was out walking the dog and saw you across the street there. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran today,
shall we?
Of
course. Today we're saluting Tech 5, Alberta T. Loney. Alberta was born on January 15th, 1920 in Rockport, Indiana. Passed away on February 15th, 2016. I found this interesting. She was laid to rest at Fort Benning Post Cemetery in Georgia. Fort Benning is home of infantry basic training. It's predominantly a male occupied by male soldiers. But a female World War II veteran laid to rest at Fort Benning Post Cemetery in Georgia. I thought that was very interesting.
Okay.
Anyways, she entered active duty on August 5th, 1942 in Indianapolis into the United States Women's Army Air Corps. Was honorably discharged 3 years later on August 18th, 1945 at Fort Dix, New Jersey. She was a clerk typist with the 66th Women's Army Air Corps Headquarters Company. She spent 1 year, 11 months, and 25 days overseas service in the European, African, Middle Eastern theater during World War II. Participated in the battles of Rome Arno and earned the European, African, Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal with one Bronze Service Star, the Good Conduct Medal, and the Women's Army Air Corps Service Ribbon. So we thank you, Alberta, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. We salute all the men and women.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right.
Regardless of gender.
Well, the VA and the DOD is going to fund up to $50 million in new research for traumatic brain injury. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there was a press release came out October 22nd on VA's website talking about new funding in the research and treatment of traumatic brain injury, which is one of the signature conditions of the most recent conflicts. Traumatic brain injury is a technical term for concussion, basically. U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense launched a long-term impact of military-related brain injury consortium, LIMBIC, LIMBIC, on October 1st, for which the two organizations pledged to fund up to $50 million to research mild traumatic brain injuries or concussions. It's a five-year effort. We'll receive $25 million in funding from DOD and up to $25 million from the Department of Veterans Affairs, depending on the availability of funds. LIMBIC is composed of researchers and resources from more than 20 organizations spanning VA, DOD, National Institutes of Health, universities, and nonprofit organizations. VA and DOD's funding will support a consortium led by a team of Virginia Commonwealth University and the Hunter Holmes McGuire VA Medical Center in Richmond, Virginia. So VCU and the VA Medical Center in Richmond, Virginia are heading this study. The lead investigator, which is Dr. David X. Sifu, C-I-F-U.
Pretty close, I think.
Sifu, is a senior TBI specialist for VA and a professor at VCU. This consortium extends the work of a previous collaborative effort known as the Chronic Effects of Neurotrauma Consortium, or CENC, which was also led by Dr. Sifu. The existing SENC cohort, consisting of more than 2 million veterans and service members, started in 2012, has become the world's largest and best characterized research cohort dedicated to the study of military traumatic brain injury. It'll expand the cohort, integrate with other government, academic, and nonprofit research, and spur new public-private partnerships. Researchers associated with SENC and now part of Limbic have already documented links between combat concussions and dementia, Parkinson's disease, chronic pain, opioid usage, and suicide risk. They have also developed specialized diagnostic tests using questionnaires, physical exams, brain imaging, fluid biomarkers, and electrophysiology to probe how the brain recovers from injury. They were, I studied psychology in college, and at the end of, you know, when I was getting to graduate, they were focusing more on neurophysiology, you know, how the brain functions. You know, the antidepressants or the, you know, the psychotropic drugs like that replace chemical imbalances in the brain. And now they're, and, you know, these days they're, you know, tracking it a little bit better and studying how the brain functions. And, you know, it's...
Even the NFL has gotten into it
absolutely,
a lot more with
absolutely.
The concussions and all that kind of thing,
yeah.
But, which is a good thing that they are studying that a little bit.
Yep.
A little more careful when someone gets hit in the head out there in the field.
A lot more careful.
Yes.
So, you know, the last Vikings game showed a couple of head hits. And
yeah.
That just...
Not a good thing.
No.
Not when you have that much weight behind the head.
No, absolutely not. But more information on traumatic brain injury and the treatment can be found on VA's website, va.gov.
How about the Veterans Linkage Line? Do you think they might have something there?
Oh, of course. Yeah. That number is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838 on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're located in the lower level of the courthouse.
They're all week this week? No holidays or anything going on?
Halloween.
You don't get Halloween off, though, I suppose.
No.
You're going to dress up then like a veteran service officer? Or?
I dress up like a veteran service officer 5 days a week.
Yeah. Scary. So we hope everybody has a safe Halloween.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing some trick-or-treaters out there.
Yeah, we'll have a parade here in Madison again that afternoon and stuff. So that was a lot of fun.
Yep. Are you doing trunk-or-treat this year again?
I'm not, but some people are.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'll have treats at my house, though, as usual.
Yeah.
So stop in and say hello.
Yeah, you should probably wear a mask. You don't want to scare the kids.
Yeah right. To cover up my scariness.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, sounds good, Josh. And we will talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
Josh Benninger, Lackborough Veterans Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackborough County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.